So let's review. Our daf continues discussing the Isve Mitzvah Ba'adoymi, and in describing various cases, follows the opinion of the Rabbanan that it applies to Echad Zecharim Vechad Nekeves. The Gemara begins by explaining the pasuk that teaches the din by a Ger Mitzvah. The Baraisa explains that the pasuk could have just said, Ben Shlisha Yavoy, or Der Shlisha Yavoy. But the first phrase, Banim Asher Yavoldu Lahem, seems to be extra. The Braisa answers, from Banim, we might think that if the Ger Mitzri had three sons, his first two are Asr and his third one is Mutter. Therefore, Der Shlishi teaches us that it goes up to the third generation. From Der Shlishi, we might think that it's referring to generations from Har Sinai, that the third generation Yisrael after Matan Torah may marry a Ger Mitzri himself. Therefore, Banim teaches us that it's referring to the third generation of the Ger Mitzri. The Gemara continues. Asher Yevoldu teaches that in the case of Mitzvahs Mu'uberesh in Eskaira, we do not consider her son the first generation since she was already Mu'uberes at the Geirus. Rather, the later causes him to be considered the second generation. The first Lehem teaches Mehem Mana, that we count from the Ger Mitzri which makes his grandson the third generation and Mutter and not Mebnehem Mana. We do not count from son of the Ger Mitzri, which would make only his great-grandson the third generation. The second Lehem teaches, Halach Achar Besulon. In both cases of Mitzri Shenasu Yisraelis, the Yisrael Shenasu Mitzris Havlad Pasul. If either parent is a Mitzri, the child is disqualified. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on Halach of how we determine the status of the child. And the Amud Beis cites the following, Ki As Ravina Amar B'yechna. Ravina taught these two rulings of Rabbi Yechna. One, Be'umah is Halach Achar HaZachar. Regarding non-Jews, the nationality of the child is determined by the father. This is derived from the psukim regarding Avodim Kananim. Before we proceed with the second halacha, let's repeat from the Gemara earlier that from the second lehem we learn, halach achar pesulon. In a case of where one parent is pasul and the other parent is kosher, for example, mitzri shenasi yisraelis, v'yisrael shenasi mitzris, havlad pasul, the child is disqualified. Ravina Rabbi Yechanan teaches that this extends to Nisgairu Halach Achar Pogim Shabishneim. In the case of where both parents are pasul, but of different psulim, such as Amoini Shenos and Mitzris, the child takes on the status of the parent with the more severe psul. Therefore, Izachar Hava Shadye Basra Amoini. A male child has the din of Amoini because he goes by his father, whose Isra is forever. Gam Dara Siri for all generations, as opposed to his mother, whose sister is only up to their shlishi, the third generation. In the keva hava, shad yabasar mitzris. A female child has the din of mitzris because she goes by her mother, whose sister is up to their shlishi, as opposed to her father, where she would be mutter miyad because of amoini v'lo amoinus. In both cases, halach achar pogim shebishneim. Now, there is another case which Ravina Rabbi Yechanan did not mention, in which there is a machlekes as to the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Mitzri Sheni Shenasa Mitzis Rishena. If a Mitzri Sheni married a Mitzis Rishena, what is the status of the child? We'll first explain according to Rashi and Tosis here and in Masechtas Kedushin. Rav Dima Rabbi Yechanan says, Bino Sheni Havya, Basar Imi Shadin Lay. He goes Basar Aim by his mother, and he's a Mitzri Sheni and Asr, because we learn from Ashi Yevoldu Hakasav Tloy Beleda, and it's the mother that gives birth. Rabbi Baba Chana Amr Yechanan says, Bino Shlishi Havya. Basar Didesha Dininle. He goes Basar Ab by his father, and he's a Mitzri Shlishi and Mutter. Because as Rashi writes in Masechtas Kedushin, based on the Gemara there, Lebes Avaisim Karina Beiki Yisrael, and Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Yechanan does not darshan Asher Yevoldu for this halacha. As part of the discussion, the Gemara concludes that Ube Yerach Imahu has no bearing on this machlokes. According to Rashi, this is strictly an issue of whether we go Basar Av or Basar Aim. Halach Achar Pogim Shebishneim does not apply here, because it only applies to a case of Shnei Amamin, two nationalities, because it is derived from Lehem in the Pasuk which speaks of Mitzri v'Yisrael. Therefore, if the case was reversed, Mitzri Rishon Shenosa Mitzri Shnia, if a Mitzri Rishon married a Mitzri Shnia, their opinion would be reversed as well. According to Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, B'nah Shlishi Hava, Basri Imi Shadin Lei. And according to Rabbi Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, B'nah Sheini Havya, Basri Didei Shadin Lei. However, the Rambam holds that the machlekes is as follows. According to Rav Dima Rabbi Yechanan, in both cases, But Noah Sheni Havia because Asher Yivoldu Hakasa Tloy Beleida teaches that even in this case, we say Halach Achar Pogim Shebishneim, Ayim B'Magid Mishnah. And according to Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yechanan, the child always goes Basar Av, as Rashi explained. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Mamzerin V'Nesinin Asur. They are also to marry into the cow. V'Yisurin Israelim. Echad Zacharim, Echad Nekevis. This Israel passes on to all their offspring forever and applies to both Zacharim and Nekevis. We learn the Israelim of Mamzer from Exeris Shava. By a Mamzer, the Pasuk says, Lo Yava Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Gamdur Asiri, Lo Yava Lo B'Kal Hashem. By a Ger Amayni Me'avi, the Pasuk says, Lo Yava Amayni Me'avi B'Kal Hashem. Gamdur Asiri, Lo Yava Lem B'Kal Hashem. Ad Oilam. Malahalan Ad Oilam, Afkan Ad Oilam. The Gemara explains that the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Kaman Omar Dun Mina V'Uki Ba'asru. We only utilize the Gderish Shava for the specific halacha necessary at Oilam. But all other halachas remain as understood regarding Mamzer, which as Rashi explains, the word Mamzer applies to both Zacharim and Nekevis. Therefore, our Mishnah rules, the Yisru and Isser Oilam, Echad Zacharim and Echad Nekevis, all are also forever. However, Shlokish holds like the Tana, Kaman Omar Dun Mina U'Mina. Once we learn the Gderish Shava, we derive all other halachas as well, and apply the halacha of Zacharim v'lein Nekevis from Amoini to Mamzer. However, since the Torah explicitly says Ador Asiri, Rish Lakish says, Mamzeres la'achar asar deris is muteres. A Mamzeres only becomes muter after 10 generations. The Gemara teaches that there are three categories of Mamzer. Dia dia, known to all to be Mamzer. Chaye, they may live and continue having children for many generations. To lo yadia, not known at all to be mamzerim, lo yichaye, Hashem does not allow them to live in order that they don't assimilate into the kal. The yadia v'lo yadia, known only to some people, atlasa dari chaye tfei lo yichaye. They live two generations, but not more, because by then people will no longer remember that they are mamzerim. The Gemara proceeds to present the story and reason for how the Isser Olam to marry the Nesinim came about. In the days of David, there was a hunger for 3 years. Shana Rishayna, in the first year, David said to the Yidin, Shema Avdi Kechavim Yesh Bachem, Botkev Olay Matzu. In the second year, he said to them, Shema Avdi Averi Yesh Bachem, Botkev Olay Matzu. In the third year, he said to them, Shema Peske Tzedaka Barab Yesh Bachem, Ve'in Noisnen, Botkev Olay Matzu. David then asked Hashem through the Urim Tumim and was given two reasons for the hunger. El Shal Shalay Nisbet Kelchasai, that Shal was not Nisbet properly. Al Asher Hamis HaGivainim, because Shal killed Givainim. He did this when he killed the people of Noiv Erkahanim, who supplied the Givainim with water and food. David responded to each of these issues. Regarding Shal, he said, since 12 months have passed since his passing, it's no longer appropriate to be Masbet him. David asked the Givainim how we could atone for their deaths. The Nesinim requested 7 of Shal's sons to be hanged. David tried to appease them, and they didn't relent. So David said, "Simonim yesh be'umezu, rachmanim b'ishanim b'gim lechasodim. Kol sheyesh be'shleishis simonim halalu, ro'li David be'umezu." And that's how the Yisra'elim, to marry Nesinim, came about.